Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Good, thanks. Very excited to have you on the broadcast. Thanks for coming on. Yeah. Good morning and welcome to Road Warrior Radio. You're tuned in live this Monday, July 25th, 2016 on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. And as always, thanks for coming along for the ride. And a wild ride it is. It just doesn't seem to slow down. Things are accelerating these days. Even while we sleep, we see crazy news being posted all around us. And so we'll talk about some of that today, but I'm very excited to announce my special guest on today's broadcast is Gerda Colmain, Irish journalist based in Paris these days, who, in my opinion, really needs no introduction. He is one of the most insightful and provocative journalists, and when I say provocative, I mean that in a good way. That I'm aware of these days, and it appears to me that he's gaining audience quickly, and that seems to be for reasons that are very self-evident. He is his commentary is very lucid and on point, and if you follow any of his articles or his research, you know that he does an extensive amount of research, I would say, just based on any of the articles that I've read. It's very obvious that he does quite a bit of homework. He's been featured on Press TV and Russia Today, on Sunday Wire with Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire, and a number of other outlets. And so, as I said, I don't think he needs any introduction. So I'd just like to dive in and kind of go from there. So welcome, Gerard, and thank you again for coming on the broadcast.
Thank you for having me on, Chris. It's great to be here and great to talk to you.
Yeah, I've been kind of building this up for months, you know, ever since we started talking last year. And I know that, you know, there's so much that has gone on between then and now. And you've said so many things in your interviews that I think are, I don't know, kind of tip of the iceberg sound bites. One of them is the image, it's actually the cover image on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page right now. And that's your quote where you said in your Al Mayadeen television interview on December 27th last year, the only way in which political elites can continue to govern is through terror. And to me, that's just one of so many other kind of tip of the iceberg sound bites that you have made that should lead folks to a mountain of research and investigation. You've talked about the Wahhabist and Salafist connection, the Wahhabizing of the Western world, as I would put it, you know, in certain interviews, and the subject of coercive engineered migration. And these are huge topics. There are others that other people are talking about, the Operation Gladio aspect of the false flag staged and perhaps even hoax in some cases terror events. You've talked about that, but you touch on these other sound bites that no one else seems to be picking up on, which I think is fantastic. Anyway, I just want to open up the floor and kind of set the stage, and hopefully folks understand hearing those things that I think you, you know, to me, just to kind of wrap that thought up, the evidence of a conspiracy to me is that someone like you isn't in Wolf Blitzer's position. You should actually be running the Situation Room, not Wolf Blitzer, because your investigative journalism is par excellence, I would say.
Well, thanks a lot, Chris. I mean, the thing about it is that there are lots of issues. You know, you said I kind of bring up a lot of things. I suppose maybe other people don't. I think there's just a lot of fear out there. You know, people are afraid to broach certain subjects because those subjects are, well, they disturb, you know, and so we don't like talking about those things. Like, for example, and there's also, I guess there's a kind of a domination of, how would you describe it, sort of monolithic or monodimensional thinking on a lot of issues. So if you take, for example, migration, what we have a lot, even in alternative media, is a kind of a sort of entrenched ideological positions that don't reflect the manifold nature of reality. You know, reality is complex and contradictory. Sometimes,
exactly,
appearances just don't, you know, they don't match up with reality. And so people try to impose some sort of vision on the world. Like, for example, when I started just talking about coercive engineered migration in 2015, it had been mentioned by other people, by the way. I mean, it wasn't that new. The idea, of course, is out there.
Sure.
Russian researchers had already been onto it. It was difficult to explain that, because what you're basically in a kind of situation where you have anti-immigration movements in Europe, which are traditionally what we would call the far right, or the, you know, the ultranationalist, or generally far right movements, and then other words people would use for that would be fascist, neo-fascist, and so on. So you like Pegida in Germany and these kind of movements, and you know, they're kind of talking about you know, the destruction of Germany and Europe by a mass invasion of people from the Middle East and Africa and so on. And so it sounds kind of very mean and nasty and self-centered and you know, kind of nasty kind of politics that advocates going around beating people up and being nasty to poor immigrant families. And so if you just look at that movement from that point of view, then you're really not going to see the complexity driving the issues. It is true, we'll say, for example, that the Pegida movement has very little ideological vision. They're very upset, for example, about immigrants coming into Europe, but they're not half as upset about the wars that have led to the destabilization of all those countries. They're not half as upset with IMF policies, you know, with Western imperialism, with Zionism. The key driving force today in imperialism is Zionism. And if you're not upset, if you don't have a problem with that, then you're never going to get to the cause of the problem. So that's one side. And then you have, on the other side, you have the left, which is the liberal left. And we've only got a liberal left. There's no proletarian left. There's no scientific socialist left. In other words, there's no left wing today that is coherent and has a vision of a different society that is completely non-capitalist. You only have liberal leftists, and they are sort of against the system, but never never really in a fundamental way. And the liberal leftists will be shouting, you know, welcome refugees, and basically carrying out the agenda of the oligarchs, people like Soros, who have a vast network of NGOs and NGOs and charities and so on that they're funding, who are involved in weaponizing refugees, essentially, deliberately dumping people in Europe, in places where they cannot possibly thrive, they cannot possibly integrate. So a small village in Germany, you know, is taken over by migrants, and so the migrants are now the majority in the village. The local people are you know, are scared. They don't know what's happening. Similarly, in Calais, you know, you have chaos. So you have kind of orchestrated chaos by oligarchs And the allies of the oligarchs in the migration issue are the left, because they are more interested in sort of pontificating and being nice and moral and correct, and, you know, more interested in appearing to be kind than logical and scientific in the way in which they analyze it, and too prompt to denounce anybody who says, look, this is not a black and white issue here. Something very deep going on, and we need to look at it in all, you know, from all sides. So that few people had done that during the crisis, and I got into a lot. You know, I got a lot of abuse from people for pointing that out, but it was something that needed to be pointed out. Of course, if you mention Zionism, you say, "Well, Zionism, you know, the migration crisis in its current form has been promoted by Zionist oligarchs." Well, that's true. People like Soros. If you look at Israel's behavior in terms of migration, it's a deeply racist state. Doesn't appreciate migrants at all. Puts them in concentration camps up in the desert, and generally deports them. And yet you have all the Israeli agencies, and there are quite a lot of them, pushing migration into Europe, pushing migration into the United States. So these are kind of things. For example, the left, the liberal left in Europe, who are always pro-migration, pro-immigration, and so on, never talk about what migration has done to the black community in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
From the 1990s, the black proletariat in the United States has been ruined, and their social mobility was stopped by mass immigration of Mexicans. You know, if you listen to, you know, more informed black liberation activists in the United States, I mean, you can hear them saying that. They talk about that, how the Mexicans are being used against them, and they can't get a job because people will only employ Mexicans, and so on. So this works in all kinds of ways, and that complexity is lacking from the liberal leftist view, because it's all sort of well-intentioned sound bites that have very little ideological content. So it's something I guess been fighting against, you know. And my general line is just, you know, I stand by the poorest of the poor. That's kind of my lens. So sort of looking at it from that point of view, don't blame the immigrant. He's not a problem, but he is being instrumentalized. And we need to see that the poor working class German or Irishman or whatever, who's gone down to his local social welfare office and he's really annoyed because it's full of foreigners and he's never going to get a job, and he's starting to blame them. He needs to understand why that's the case, and the people, foreigners who are down there, they also need to understand his anger and his pain, instead of setting up this kind of very dangerous opposition that we see now between sort of the so-called far-right Pegida and the so-called left, you know, and then all of the terror in the middle of it, which is driving the whole thing. So if you look at Germany now, we said a few months ago Germany was heading into civil war. France is heading into civil war. Those pronouncements are coming from the top. I mean, in France, the current head, rather, of the Domestic Intelligence Agency has said that they're on the brink of civil war. Senior officials in the German government have said Germany's heading to civil war. It's something that, when you hear people at that level talking about it, you really are looking at a situation where you're going into the clash of civilization, as it were, is really becoming a reality.
Yeah, and yeah, we're definitely seeing the rumblings of that here in America as well, obviously. And all of those things, you know, in this contrived and fomented conflict, or these conflicts that you're talking about, and that false dichotomy, that dialectic, left-right, or false left, false right collision that keeps moving this agenda forward, and the migrants that are used, that are, as you said, weaponized really against themselves and against the indigenous people. It reminds me of Nesta Webster's words in World Revolution back in 1921, reflecting on the French Workers' Party being weaponized against itself. And she wrote Karl Marx infiltrating and so on. But she wrote, "It is difficult to write of these things calmly for to deceive the people whose simple faith and lack of education prevent them seeing whether they're being led is as cowardly as to guide a blind man into a ditch." And I think of, you know, that concept these days. I think people everywhere, generally speaking, are being weaponized against one another. It's very clear.
Yeah.
And in a variety of ways. And like you said, it's a dynamic situation. And to try to impose these oversimplified sound bites on things is part of the problem. That, to me, is why I say that I think conflate is the word of the year, because we wind up conflating things that we ought not.
Yeah,
and,
sure. I mean, the problem I tried to with the course of engineered migration, which is to sort of get to really get down to the base or the essence of it. I tried to show how the left, both the so-called left and so-called right, were both being led or infiltrated by the Zionists. You can see that at Pegida, you know, waving Israeli flags at their demonstrations. A lot of the far right in Europe are close to Israel, and then the liberal left. All of the liberal leftists are on the payroll of Zionism as well. So it's kind of, you've got to people have got to understand the centrality of Israel, the project to create a greater Israel in the Middle East as a long-term goal by very powerful forces within all Western states right now. You know, the United States, France, Britain is something we cannot ignore, because it's driving this war on terror. You mentioned the Wahhabi aspect, the Wahhabi phenomenon in the Middle East. You know, I think what we're talking about is a Wahhabo-Zionist alliance to create chaos and destruction. So you've got the Wahhabis are just the lapdogs. This is the brutal. These are the executioners of Zionism in the Middle East, and their job is to go in there and wreck everything and kill everybody and create as much terror and chaos as possible, and to be shifted around. You know, they're basically animals who are sort of released from the Zionist cage, and they go in there and wreak destruction and chaos, and that is a sort of the method being used by the empire is chaos. So you break everything up, and then you sort of just manage that chaos. So
yeah,
the variance of today is about chaos management. I mean, it's hardly surprising that one of the major global organizations that sort of oversees and comments on and is involved in management.
Hold that thought. We're actually headed into a break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Garrett Acolmane, right after this short break.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Joined once again by my special guest, Garrett O'Coleman. I'm very excited to have him on. We've been talking about this for months. You know, if you listen to this broadcast and have listened for any length of time, that we have played sound bites of him. The Russia Today soundbite, for example, where he was talking about the Wahhabization or the Wahhabizing of Western Europe, essentially. And a number of, you know, just that one point, and seeing if you start to investigate, as I've mentioned in previous broadcasts, even throughout America, the spread of this radical ideology, which ties directly back to Operation Cyclone, the CIA's creation of the Afghan Mujahideen, which from that, you know, spawned all of these other militant groups. You start to see exactly what he's talking about. The grant, the recent Saudi grant to Yale for $10 million grant for Islamic studies, which is really going to be the Wahhabizing of the law school there. It's, you know, those kinds of things that you discover. So I'm very excited about that. Garrett, I think you're kind of a singular voice, I would say, as far as that's concerned. But, you know, we talked about some of those sound bites in the first segment.
Yeah. I think that the key point with, you know, people might ask the question, why is this process taking place? So what is Wahhabization? I think that, the simplest way to put it is that you have a Western ruling class, a Western super transatlantic elite, an economic elite. They're not intellectually elite, but because a lot of them are not, you know, they're not the brightest people in the West, but they certainly are an economic elite. So what we refer to broadly as a ruling Western ruling class are allied with the ruling class in the Muslim world, which is sort of organized or by what's referred to as the Muslim Brotherhood. And so the Muslim Brotherhood is a Masonic organization formed around the 1920s, 30s, the British. This organization, the Muslim Brotherhood, is basically a partner organization of the Western ruling elite, the Western ruling establishment. And it's also an organization which collaborates closely with Israel. That's what a lot of Muslims don't understand. Certainly Muslims who are under the influence of Wahhabi ideology. Of course, they understand this in Syria. They understood this in Libya and in many other parts of the Muslim world. But these are all the countries that were attacked by the Muslim Brotherhood in conjunction with Israel and Zionism. So there is an alliance between these ideologies, the Western transatlantic elite, which is very much under the power and the influence of Zionism right now, more than ever, and then the Muslim Brotherhood, which is in control of the Middle East. There are tensions, of course, within the Muslim Brotherhood itself. We could touch on that in a moment if you want. We talk about Turkey because it's unclear right now what exactly is happening in Turkey. In Turkey, it's still unclear to me. I wrote a piece on Turkey, which we didn't publish on my website yet, which we're going to publish, I think, either tomorrow or Wednesday. And I've been reading some stuff in German on this, and there's some very interesting research over there on the Turkish coup, and kind of changed my mind again. I was thinking that.
We're actually headed into a break.
You're going to
Let's pick up on that when we come back, folks. Stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Gerda Coleman, right after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Once again, bottom of the first hour here on today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, July 25th, 2016. And once again, I'm joined by my special guest, Garrett O'Colmain, who is a fantastic Irish journalist based in Paris and investigative journalist par excellence, as I said before, who really needs no introduction. And if you've heard any of his other interviews, you know, you've listened to him on Sunday Wire with Patrick Henningsen, or you've seen him on Press TV or Russia Today or any of the other outlets he's been interviewed on, you know that he does a volume of research. He provides lucid commentary and insight on the events that are happening all over the globe concerning geopolitical events these days. And so it's very exciting. And as I said in the first segment, I think the evidence of a conspiracy, so to speak, is that someone like Garrett O'Colmain isn't on CNN, certainly as a political analyst, daily or weekly, and probably should have his own show on something like CNN. So to see that his investigative journalism doesn't find its way out into those channels, to me, speaks volumes about those in positions of power and control keeping a lid on the establishment narrative and not letting anything challenge that. Anyway, once again, Garrett, thanks for coming on the broadcast.
Great to talk, Chris. We were talking about, I think, Turkey.
Turkey.
And I was saying that, Turkey is complex because there's so many forces, and it is just so nebulous. It's so hard to actually find out what's going on inside Turkey. There are so many forces at play, and the geopolitics as well of that region right now is so convoluted and complex. So I'm not absolutely 100% sure what the meaning of the coup attempt in Turkey was. I think that a few points. Obviously, in Turkey, there's a power struggle between the Erdogan faction and the faction that is led from abroad by Fethullah Gulen, and he's a billionaire maverick who set up these charter schools in US and all over the world. Now they're major schools of Islamic indoctrination, a particular type of Islamic indoctrination. He was originally close to Erdogan and Erdogan's political movement in Turkey, but has become far more estranged in recent years. It is clear that Fethullah Gulen is operating through the CIA. Now, I think if you look at Western policy towards Turkey, if you look at U.S. policy towards Turkey, Turkey was always key to the U.S.'s policy in Europe. It was, they have huge stockpiles of nuclear weapons in Turkey originally aimed at the Soviet Union, now aimed at the Russian Federation. You have Turkey, which played a major role in the 2015 episode, of course, of Engineered Migration, and admitted that they were doing that, actually. Erdogan talked about, threatened the European Union that if they didn't give them the kind of conditions they wanted, they would send people on buses and, you know, send them off into Europe. So Turkey is there's all sorts of forces at play in Turkey's relationship with Europe and the United States. But the question is, was the coup orchestrated from abroad by the CIA? I think it's not possible right now to say for sure, because there's a lot of evidence to suggest that it really wasn't a coup at all, and that Erdogan was never really threatened. On the other hand, there's other significant evidence to suggest that U.S. did want to overthrow him and does want to overthrow him. And certainly relations between Turkey and the United States have been very turbulent the last couple of years, particularly since 2013. It soured, I think, over the Kurdish issue, because the U.S. has a policy of supporting all sides. They'll support Saddam Hussein, get him to invade Iran, and then they'll funnel weapons to the Iranians through the Israelis, at the same time, because they fear that Saddam was getting too powerful. He was becoming a local satrap, and they thought best thing to do is just keep the war going and try to weaken both of those countries, and that ended up being the policy in the Iran-Iraq war. And if you listen to important people close to the U.S. government, people like George Friedman from Stratfor, he said that the policy of the U.S. this century will be precisely the Iran-Iraq war strategy of arming both sides, getting both sides to kill each other and to cancel each other out. So I think that's the way we need to look at Turkey. The U.S. is still, Turkey is still a key partner. It's still involved in the war against Syria. It's been the main protagonist, really, of that war. The most of the terrorists are coming through Turkey. The military bases there have served as the training ground for a lot of the terrorists going into Turkey, with the help of Turkish intelligence, and of course the United States and France, two key and Britain, of course. So Turkey is still involved in the destruction of Syria, but I think that there are countervailing forces. The Russians have been working a lot behind the scenes in trying to mend relations with Turkey. it's quite possible that another network linked to Fethullah Gulen in the United States is responsible for a lot of the criminality in Turkey. For example, it has been suggested that the pilots who downed the Russian pilot recently, it was last December 2015, that those pilots were working, they were part of the Gulen network, and they're now being prosecuted by the Turkish regime. The Turkish regime has apologized to Russia, so there seems to be an attempt to calm relations there. I was interviewed the day of that attack, when the Russian airliner was downed. I was asked on RT to talk about it, and at the time, the only conclusion I could come to was that Turkey was bizarrely behaving contrary to its own national interests. It was just behaving in a suicidal way. So if it is true that, as some people are suggesting now, that it was the Fethullah Gulen network within the Turkish regime that was responsible for that, then that would suggest that there is a rogue network within Turkey. That doesn't absolve Erdogan of his crimes, because he's been very much, he may even be part of that. He may even be undermining his own party and government. We don't really know. But there's a lot of confusion there. One of the other aspects to consider in Turkey is the Kurdish question in Syria. There was an agreement, a secret agreement between the French and the Turks to create a Kurdish state in northern Syria and to basically transfer the Kurds from Turkey, thereby solving once and for all, from a Turkish perspective, the Kurdish question. And that seemed to be the strategy that the West was employing in their bombing of Raqqa in northern Syria. That is still on the cards, as far as I can see, from NATO's perspective. But whether Turkey is still on board is another question. The French have said that they no longer consider Turkey to be a major partner. So it still looks like the argument to suggest that the West wants to get rid of Erdogan is stronger than the idea that he's somehow setting this up as a psyops and as an opportunity to clamp down on dissent in his own country. Having said that, if you listen to what the Syrian government have said about it, you'd be inclined to withhold your judgment, because Assad has made it clear that, again, he said that they don't interfere in other people's affairs and so on, but that as far as they were concerned, Erdogan was just using this coup as a means of consolidating his power and getting rid of dissidents. He, in his recent interview with Cuba's Prensa Latina, he didn't indicate that that Turkish-Syrian relations had improved. It's hard to know what to make of that, because it was reported, I think a week before the coup or a couple of weeks before the coup, shortly before the coup in any case, it was reported in the Guardian newspaper that Turkey was essentially making overtures towards Syria, and that Ankara was indicating that it would soon normalize its relations with Damascus. That would, of course, been a major sea change. It would have put an end, effectively, to the war against Syria. So others have suggested that the Saudis and Qataris may have also been involved in the so-called coup attempt. So right now, I think you just have to look at all of these aspects, these different forces. It's very difficult to find out, to be able to say for sure whether this was really a Western-backed coup or a mixture of both, maybe a Western-backed coup but with a strong element of psyops within the Turkish regime itself. Turkey always remains a country that is deeply, deeply complex. Turkey is, I think, probably looking at the fact that Brexit, which has upset the European Union integration agenda, means that there is really no future right now for the European Union. It doesn't look like it. And so if the European Union begins to break up, you would then see a reformation or a realliance towards Eurasia. And, senior Turkish commentators have made that point, that Turkey is now, getting out of the Atlantic system and moving towards the Eurasian system. Two further points to make about Turkey is that it is an emerging empire. The U.S., again, will tolerate an emerging empire. It will even back it up if it can pitch it against a bigger empire. And so until now, you had a situation where the U.S. was backing Turkey to the hilt, arming it, selling it weapons. Again, you can think of Iraq, Saddam Hussein's Iraq, that kind of scenario, using it as a local bully boy against Syria and so on. But at the same time, they realized that Turkey has regional ambitions to reestablish the Ottoman Empire. So Turkey has its own ambitions. And as again, to quote Friedman has said that the U.S. will not tolerate another major maritime power, that the U.S. rules the waves and that naval supremacy is the key to U.S. Global domination, so that the U.S. will not tolerate the emergence of another maritime power. And it seems that power is already there, that Turks are already flexing their muscles. For example, the Turkey has now paid off its debt to the IMF, so it's no longer indebted to the IMF. Doesn't, as far as I can tell, it doesn't seem to have renewed any contracts with the IMF. So it seems to have acquired a certain level of fiscal independence. That's a huge issue. If you want to become a major power, you need to have fiscal independence. Turkey is a very strong industrial base, very heavy construction sector. It's made huge inroads in Africa since 2000. The year 2000, Turkey has increased investment in Africa tenfold, and it's rising a lot every year. It has created a veritable client state in Somalia. Somalia is now a client state of Turkey. And the Turks have a military base in Somalia. So they now have overseas military bases. The military base in Somalia is being used to train the Somali army, the Somali military military there. But, of course, that's of extreme strategic significance to have a military base in the Horn of Africa, just across from the Gulf of Aden, and the Straits of the Bab al-Mandab Straits and so on, means that Turkey would have quite a lot of power in terms of the management of world trade and resources. So it's quite conceivable that the U.S. would be playing a double game with Turkey, supporting at the same time supporting the opposition and sort of fomenting instability to prevent Turkey from leaving the Western alliance or becoming too independent.
Yeah. All of that kind of calls to mind, and we're about headed into a break, but the point that you made, I mean, I see basically, once again, neighbors being played off against neighbors. And as you mentioned in your piece about the Nice attack, French intelligence failure, or Zionist agenda was the title you mentioned, as 90% or more of intelligence operations today involve media disinformation, we cannot possibly assume that any of the reports we are hearing are accurate. And we see that in the things that we can tell are fraudulent. Some of the stories maybe we'll get into later, but you also pointed out, making the state of emergency permanent, empowering the oligarchic state. This is part of NATO's strategy of tension in accordance with the longstanding intelligence operation Gladio. Citizens must turn to the antisocial state for security, thus precluding social revolt. Calls to mind that aspect and a couple other things. We'll get into, sure. I guess, on the other side of this break. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back with my special guest, Gerardo Colmain, right after this break.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But
final segment of the first hour already of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Monday, July 25th, 2016. I would be remiss if I didn't mention, as I haven't yet, that you can dive into the chat area and find lively, scintillating discourse on the day's broadcast, typically over at roadwarriorradio.chattango.com. But once again, joined by my special guest, Gerardo Colmain. We should put his domain name, gerdacolmain.org, up in the chat area. But it's also, you can find his posts, a few of his posts right now on the Road Warrior Radio Facebook page, and the event is pinned to the top that features Gerda Coleman's picture, obviously. And so I'll make sure that we put that information out there too. But GerdaColmain.org, GerdaColmain.org. Check out his information. And as I said before, an investigative journalist par excellence who needs no introduction. And hopefully you've heard that, particularly in the last segment. So once again, thanks for coming on the broadcast.
Thanks, Chris. It's great to be here. It's great to talk to you finally. I think we were, before the break, we were kind of talking about Turkey. The other stories of the last couple of weeks are Nice and Munich. The Nice attack is like a lot of attacks, mysterious. You know, when it's unclear to me what happened. I mean, I can't say anything for sure about the Nice attack, other than there was something happened, and it, you know, I don't know what exactly. It's very hard to. I'm not going to say something like 84 people weren't killed, because I can't prove that. I'm not going to say 84 people were killed either, because I can't prove that either. And I don't have any. I haven't been able to get autopsy reports on the 84 killed. That's something that, you know, I hope to be able to establish. But the red tape of security is, it's very difficult to do any investigation.
And you actually wrote about that. I mean, you wrote about those points exactly. And that's one of the things that I appreciate most about you. You mentioned in the first segment, in fact, that far too often we try to impose, you know, an oversimplification on situations, dynamic situations that we see taking place, as you discussed with Turkey in the last segment. And that's one of the things I appreciate most about your investigative journalism and your commentary, is that you don't do that, and you speak to the kind of the objectivity of whatever the incident or situation is. Anyway, that's going to do it for the first hour, folks. Stick around for the second hour, coming up right after this short break. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report. Broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.